He Will Kill You. Written by Charlie Gallagher and read by Antonia Beamish. Christine Lang stepped out of the house, gripping her young son tightly. Her husband, Scott, followed her out, still yelling, despite them moving beyond the confines of their home.
"Why can't we talk about this?" he bawled. "Whenever we try and talk, you just run away, just like now."
Christine tugged open the rear door of their hatchback. It bumped off her shoulder as she slid Ethan into his baby seat. Ethan wriggled and scowled at his new surroundings. He was usually good in the car, and they had used a car ride to settle him down more times than she could remember over the previous 6 months. Today, it was her husband who was doing the wailing, and she was running late.
"Look, Scott, I'm out of time. I'll drop Ethan at my mum's for the afternoon so you can get on with some work. I need to get going. I'm not running away from anything." "But you acted like I was being unreasonable. I just need some time to work. I've been running around all morning doing your chores, and now I need to work."
"Yes, Scott, and so do I. And I'm going to be late. If you'd told me your schedule a little earlier, I might have been able to plan something. As it is, I've upset my mum's day as well as my own. But you have your peace and quiet."
She pushed the rear door shut and moved around to the driver's side.
"Fine, I will have Ethan for the afternoon. I wouldn't want to upset your precious mother."
Scott tore the door back open. He dipped his head into the back. Christine stood in her open door, sighed, and folded her arms. She was so tired. All they seemed to do these days was fight. It was always the same outcome, too. They were both tired. All they had been told throughout her pregnancy was how much of a blessing it was, how it was going to make their little family complete. He truly was a blessing, too. She loved him to his very bones. But complete their family? Right now, she felt she was holding it together at the seams. She watched Scott bending over Ethan, cooing at him. Scott didn't hide stress well, and she could see the colour running to his face. He was a tall man, and he had stooped to get into the back of the car. The clasp on the seat was fiddly. You had to have the knack. Scott had never been able to do it since they'd bought the thing. She watched Ethan's tiny hand reach up and push into Scott's mouth. She stifled a laugh. She was almost past being stressed now. What was the point? It didn't get them anywhere. Scott was still struggling with the clasp. He was starting to get very angry.
"Stupid thing! Stupid thing!"
Ethan made the noise he did just before he cried. "Shouting in his face won't help the situation, Scott. You need to be calm to undo that seat. Just pulling on it won't do it. Press the red button."
"I..."
He stopped himself. She saw him take a deep breath. He backed out of the car and straightened to stare at her over the top of the car.
"I am pressing the red button."
Christine rubbed her eyes and sighed.
"Look, Scott, what are we doing? We're yelling at each other on the drive. Let's just not be those people. I'm not upset at you. I know you have a lot to do right now. We should have planned out how this week looked. Now I'm back at work. It's going to be a bit more difficult, but we'll sort it,